Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Second Samuel 9, David's kindness to Mephibosheth. Then David said, "Is there yet anyone left for the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." The king said, "Is there not yet anyone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is crippled in both feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel in Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir to the son of Ammiel from Lodabar, Mephibosheth. The son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth," and he said, "Here's your servant." David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan, and will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you shall eat at my table regularly." Again he prostrated himself and said, "What is your servant that you should regard a dead dog like me?" Then the king called Saul's servant Ziba and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. You and your sons and your servants shall cultivate the land for him, and you shall bring in the produce so that your master's grandson may have food. Nevertheless, Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall eat at my table regularly." Now, Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so your servant will do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table as one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who lived in the house of Ziba were servants to Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate at the king's table regularly. Now he was lame in both feet. In 2 Samuel 9, this is actually a big key piece that we should really pick up on. It's a difficult one, though. It's not really that difficult, but it's one that we have been really conditioned to run away from. So you can see here, David is in his process of really dealing with the loss of Saul and Jonathan, his really close friend. As he's having to deal with this, you know, Saul really could be considered an enemy. And as we're talking about spiritual warfare here, Saul is definitely used by the enemy to get at David. And so David, in trying to show his respect and honor the anointed king that just had fallen, as the people are split between who's following Saul and who's following David, he's trying to make things right. And in making things right, he is extending his hand, brotherly love, towards anyone of his enemy's family who is still living. So he's trying to make things right with Saul's grandson, because David knows he didn't have anything against Saul. This is the enemy. And we don't battle with flesh and blood. We should realize that whenever we have someone in our life who has come up as some kind of an enemy towards us, it's not them. We need to leave room, leave space for them to grow and to find Jesus. And for God to be able to work in their lives to help them to mature spiritually, so that the first time we come in contact with them, we're not anticipating or expecting the same battle. So David is trying to make things right. So the Hebraic word here is, it's justice, which is tzedakah. In making things right, he's setting it back into allowing Saul's family to be that which Saul, that God ordained Saul's family to be. And he said some key things here. He wanted to make sure that everything that had belonged to his grandfather, to Mephibosheth's grandfather, which is Saul, everything is going to fall to Mephibosheth. So all of the inheritance that would have gone to Saul is going to his grandson. That's setting things right. And in the scriptures, it talks about how for us, there's times in our lives that, or our ancestors' lives, our ancestors may have had a moment to where someone had taken, either wrongfully or, you know, through war or through robbery or whatever, some people have taken the inheritance or the blessings that God had intended for our ancestors from them. They stole it from them. Or in some cases, and Saul kind of falls into this category as well, because of the behaviors of those ancestors, they chose a life not receiving the blessings that God had intended for them. So either they did it by their choice or they did it by being a victim. It doesn't matter. Either way, or maybe a combination of some of both of those, either way, the blessings or the inheritance that God had intended for our ancestors did not come to them. And it says that in the end of days, God is going to bring exactly what David is doing right here. Justice. He's going to bring this tzedakah, make things right, to where for me personally, everything that God had intended for me that I may have missed because of choices or that I may have had robbed from me will fall to me. But so will all the blessings that were intended for my ancestors. So I will receive all that I should have had if all of my ancestors had received what God had for them. That's a great promise. And you can see David showing it right here. And our Father is so much greater than King David. So Father, thank you that you are a God of justice. And that justice is not just us getting what we deserve, but also us getting what you intended for us. And Father, the life of prosperity and the life of the plans that you had for us, for a good life, a fulfilling life with purpose. Father, I just pray that that would fall on us, that we could walk right into it, that the door would be open and we could just walk into the life that you intended for each and every one of us, that our choices, where we need to make it right, Holy Spirit, you will show us that we need to make it right. And where we need to continue to press in, Holy Spirit, show us where we need to continue to press in. But I just pray that we could come to be, as you promised, the fullness of what you had for us as your children. I pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.